From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Proposed regulations to impose testing requirements on Canadian imports of romaine lettuce from California through the end of the year are raising concerns for growers, buyers, and industry associations. ThePacker.com reports the Canadian Food Inspection Agency wants to require importers of romaine lettuce from California's Santa Cruz, Santa Clara, San Benito, and Monterey counties to provide analysis certification for each shipment, showing the product does not contain detectable levels of E. coli. Romaine lettuce from the U.S. has been the cause of several outbreaks north of the border. The U.S. sold about 1.3 million metric tons of soybeans to China the week of September 18th through the 24th, following the previous week's total of roughly 1.9 million tons. Of that amount, according to agrimarketing.com, the U.S. shipped nearly 894,000 tons to China during the latest weekly data, up from over 769,000 tons the week before. A year ago, outstanding sales totaled just 2.9 million tons. China may fall short of annual agricultural product purchasing commitments made in its Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S. due to non-agricultural trade issues. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells Agriculture.com he's not sure they're going to make it. China committed to importing $36.5 billion in U.S. farm products this year, but lagging purchases in the first half of the year cast doubt on that goal. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.